This is good news. It's important news, and it's much welcomed to by the school community. I know the principal, Seamus O'Brien, and his entire team there have been working really, really hard in this, because the school has grown. It's going from strength to strength, and they're looking to the future, and they need this work. They need this additional capacity, and with over 700 square metres in new classrooms and new special needs areas as well, in conjunction with the alterations and refurbishment of over 230 metres squared in the existing school. This will be absolutely transformative for the school and turn it into a school fit for this particular era of environmental sustainability, and ensuring that the school is able to deal with the expansion in numbers as well. Principals are dealing with a completely different educational focus to 20 years ago, but also they have to deal with the whole construction element as well. So look, any principal in any school, they're obviously focused on the education, but I think there is a very serious conversation needed to acknowledge that a principal is not just working in education, it's also trying to, you know, build new schools and build extensions, and we have to take serious recognition of this and put in the required resources, and of schools such as Gidore that is expanding at such a rate that whether there's extra resources for extra leadership positions, that's what we need to be looking at.
And I'm not sure if you know of the plans. When will the construction be completed in Pubble School?
Well, look, once the department gives the green light, and they have the green light now to go to construction, so the next important stage, which will not be for too much longer, will be the signing of the contracts between the school and the department and the contractors. So, look, I know that there'll be nobody holding back with regard to that. And once that happens, look, you're talking about the diggers on site then, and that's important. And I know until parents see the actual construction placards up and all the associated groundworks beginning, that's when they realise that things are going to a good place. And I know for all the other schools in the county, and I suppose the good news is there's a lot of them in the 2016 to 2021 capital plan. There's a lot of them at a very, very advanced stage. And I know that they'll continue to keep the pressure on to make sure that happens. But the good news is any of those schools, no matter what stage they're at, once they're in the capital plan, they cannot be touched. It's very, very important for them to have the confidence that will not change, and a lot of work that's gone in to get them to that advanced stage. They will see their diggers on site as well. And obviously, we need to make sure that happens at a very, very fast rate.